done a lot for us. And I'm grateful for that tonight. And I'm glad that He takes us just the way that He finds us, but He leaves us in a different direction. Now, let's take a look tonight, if you got a Bible, in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 40. And let's stand and honor the reading of the Word of God this evening, found over in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 40. Verse number 21, we'll start out reading. We'll get 14, it's so good. Now, do you want preaching tonight? Amen? Don't want to push this on you. Amen? Seem like y'all all went home on me. You was in the singing a while ago. Now, step up in the preaching. Amen. May need Brother Tim come up here and stir me so y'all get stirred tonight. Isaiah 40, 14. With whom took he counsel and who instructed him? Taught him in the path of judgment, taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Verse 17, all nations before him are as nothing. And then he says this, they're counted to him less than nothing. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto Him? Verse 21, have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It's He that setteth upon the circle of the earth. Now, Christopher Columbus is not the first feller found out that the earth was a circle. Matter of fact, we put the Bible back in our schools, it could replace the history book. He sitteth on the circle, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, stretched out the heavens as a curtain. 25, to whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? And then verse number 31, where I'd like to preach out of this evening, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Thank you for standing tonight. Father, I sure do need you to help me and touch me now. Let me be a blessing to your people. May you get the honor and the glory out of this message tonight. Thank you for the good Spirit of God. Thank you for the songs that's been sung. Thank you for the good service we've had this morning. Now, dear God, I need you tonight. Would you help us bless Brother Ricky, God, on his mission? God, keep him safe. Give him fruits for his labors. Help all our missionary friends tonight. Lord, thank you for these people. Thank you for what a blessing they've been to me and my wife. Oh, God, could we just exalt you tonight and help us now. We'll be grateful in Christ's name. Amen and amen. But they that wait upon the Lord. Now, you couldn't approve that with me at Longhorn this weekend. Somebody say amen right there. You know, they give you a buzzer and you say, well, how long's the wait? And so if some of you said 45 minutes or an hour, you know what? You'd have missed a blessing, neighbor. So you know what I done? I said, give me one of them beepers. Will it go off in my car? And so I done lost some of y'all because I go down to Longhorn Steakhouse. Amen. You just go on to Dairy Queen. I'll take that good loaded ribeye. Amen. And that loaded sweet potato with cinnamon and sugar. Amen. Thank you. Somebody shout a little bit right there tonight. And then give me some sweet tea with extra lemon on it. And just get out of my way, neighbor. But I'm going to tell you, they said now that beeper go off. So I went and I waited. And the beeper went off and was great things in store for me. But I had to wait a little bit till I could get to it. I guess I'm just preaching to me tonight. But I'm going to tell you something. It is hard to wait on the Lord. Can I tell you, every ministry needs to wait upon the Lord. I'm glad that God knows what He's doing. And a lot of times we say, well, this one needs to be here and that one needs to be there. No, let me tell you, there's a sovereign God that'll use His people to witness to a lost and a dying world. And God said He sets those in the church that pleases Him. You're not by accident tonight. You're not here because you rolled in on a load of pumpkins, even though some of you look that way. Amen. But I can tell you, God is a sovereign God, and He loves sinners, and it takes time in ministries. It takes time in marriages. I'm just now getting my wife trained, 31 years. Somebody say amen right there. Oh, you ladies, somebody throw the songbook, amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, it takes time in a marriage, amen. I remember, boy, when we was dating, it was just unbelievable. And we got married, and man, when you start living in somebody else's space, Brother Ricky, it takes a while to get used to one another. We had a little single-wide trailer. You could throw the cat through the cracks in it. Somebody say amen right there. Had a little single sink, and man, I didn't know it took a woman that long to get ready to go to church. I was ready to brush my teeth and put on my wife beater t-shirt and hit the road, amen. But boy, I'm going to tell you, I found out in marriage that it takes some time. Matter of fact, that's what's the problem with a lot of y'all tonight. You done just about give up on your marriage, and can I tell you, it takes time for good things. Can I tell you, good things come to those that wait upon the Lord. Oh, I wish I could pop my hands and slap my fingers and sort of move my nose and make things happen. But every good thing takes time tonight. And He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall. Now that lets me know something. There are times in my Christian life, well, listen now, that I may not have a lot of strength. The devil will tell you, well, you're not saved, you're not right with God, if you're not filled with strength. Well, look here, let me tell you, sometimes there's weary pilgrims on a journey. And a lot of times they've given, and they've took, and it seems like their battery's low. But honey, I'm glad that I'm in a church tonight where if you'll just hang on to God for long, He'll come by, put the battery charger on your battery, friend, and you'll go out a different way than how you come in here. Boy, ain't it amazing? Some of you come to Liberty slamming car doors and knocking windows out, and you walk out holding hands singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Well, it does make a difference where you go to church tonight. Let me tell you, I'm glad we've got a God that can renew our strength. Thank God. I give you something else, too. He said, they shall man up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Now, not only do we find out here that your strength be regained, but I'm glad your spirit can be renewed. There's sometimes that your spirit gets low. I mean, I turned around and told Brother Ben a while ago, I said, man, if this thing gets any deader, I'm a dreadnought preaching tonight, but I feel pretty good at preaching right now. Amen. Boy, ain't it amazing how we need our strength, our spirit put back in us and get revived. If it's ever been a time that we need revival, oh, it is tonight. There's times that my spirit gets so low and I need it revived in my heart. The devil will come by and tell you, well, you're not right with God and this and that. But let me tell you, there's a God in heaven knows our heart, knows our spirit, knows everything about us. And He says, if you'll just wait upon the Lord. How many times did the devil tell you you'd never get it back? How many times did the devil tell you you'll never find another church? How many times, young girls, did the devil tell you you'll never find another boyfriend? Well, let me tell you, honey, nothing's too hard for God. He said, men to Him is as grasshoppers. He said, I done figured out this world's in a circle. He said, who has taught me? There's a God that can help us out of every situation tonight. Now, I want to say this. Not only can our strength be restored, our steps can be regained. He said this. He said, now, you... He said, you can mount up with wings as eagles and they shall run and not be weary. Isn't it amazing how Brother Donald can run around the building, 78 years old, and some of y'all can't even walk to the car hardly. Amen. And he said, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Now, not only can our strength be restored and our steps be regained, but I'm glad that our soaring shall be returned. Boy, it's nothing like soaring around this place on the current of the wind. And boy, here God brings our attention to a Babel character. And He says, if you'll just wait upon Him, He'll renew your strength. You'll man up with wings as eagles. And that's what I want to preach from now, about 15 minutes tonight, on the eagles. And I want you to notice, first of all, they are a skyline bird. Oh, they are a skyline bird. Matter of fact, one old author said this, he flies above the elements, and he is the highest when he sees the world the furthest. Can I say this? You're soaring the highest when you see the world the furthest. Boy, this world is not our home. I'd be careful not driving too many tent stakes down too deep, friend. I'm going to tell you what, tonight I'm glad that God can get us above the elements of this old world and can let us get up and soar again and realize this world's nothing, but heaven is everything. Now, He's a skyline bird. Boy, isn't it amazing? If you've ever looked up, you've seen the eagle and the way he moves his wings. And he's really not putting a lot of effort staying up there. He's just riding on the currents of the wind. I want to say this before I move on. I'm glad I'm in a church when the wind blows. Amen. Boy, I'm glad I go to church where somebody can say amen. I'm glad we can go to church where you can go to the altar and pray. Boy, there's been times I've come by that I was dragging my wings. But God come by, and He let the wind go to blowing. And it has stowed my wings up, and He took me above this whole world. I'm glad I'm not bogged down in this whole world tonight. He's a skyline bird. You see, and because He's a skyline bird, this keeps Him a separated bird. You see, you don't see Him strutting in the barnyard with roosters. Has anybody ever seen an eagle walk around in the barnyard with a rooster? I've never seen it. You see him sitting up on a tree limb by himself, or he's soaring on the currents of the wind. Boy, he's a separated bird. I will remind you tonight, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, God tells us to be a separated bird. He says now, verse 14, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That's enough said. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? Now, young ladies, if this little boy that you sweet on, if he won't go to church with you tonight, then you know what I'd do? I wouldn't date him no more. I wouldn't call him no more. Amen. I'd find me somebody that loved Jesus. He said, now, let me tell you, he said, to be unequally yoked together, you're going to have a life of misery. Amen. And so then he says this. Now, verse 16, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I'll dwell in them and walk in them. I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, wherefore, underline this verse, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Now, we know ourselves that we cannot go into a corn crib and put blinders on and be effective for Jesus. But what He's telling us, we can walk through this world and be a light, and we can be salt, and we can be effective. Even though we're in the world, we don't have to be of the world. We don't have to play the world's music. Some of y'all playing achy, breaky, hard, and the John Deere tractor song, and you got all that going on, and some of you's probably into rap, amen. I'd like to teach you what rap is after service if you'd come see me. Rap that, buddy, amen. Rap, rap, rap. Yeah, man. Matter of fact, I had a German Shepherd dog get killed one day, friend. I mean, I had a German Shepherd dog. He was bad to the bone. He was a wonderful dog. He'd guard my children. He loved my wife and he loved me. And you know, he's a little mixed up. He'd let you out of the car. He just wouldn't let you back in the car. Had a boy call me one day at the plant. He said, I dropped this off at your house, but I got a problem. I said, yeah, you on my porch and you can't get off, can you? What are you saying there, preacher? I'm saying I was sitting outside and one of them rappers come up our road and that dog bristled up and out he went. He run, was going to attack that car, and that car run over him and kill my dog. Boy, that's all that rap music is doing. That's all it's fit for, is to kill somebody. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. If my kid was listening to rap music, I'd wrap him up, neighbor. And if my boy, look up here tonight, if my boy was wearing them skinny jeans, buddy, I'd teach him about rap. Boy's supposed to wear Levi's or overalls and Brogan shoes, not skinny jeans. Look like a little prissy girl. Hey, and let me tell you this too, boys. You that your britches is slacking, you need to buy you a belt or a piece of baling wire. Your hat sideways and your britches on the ground. Me and my wife was eating the other day, Brother Dave, and old boy come in, his britches are slacking. I said, I wished I had me a boat pad on God. Would done had my neck fixed or had some of these rednecks with me and been him. I would say, son, since you asked for it, let me show y'all what we used to do with boys like that. Yeah. Booyah! Yeah. That's right. Yeah. They really just ain't had no mom and daddy. You young'uns at Liberty Baptist Church, dress right, look right, and spit white. Somebody say amen. You girls dipping that snuff, you ought to quit it. Amen. They are separated birds. Let me tell you something. You're not going to help your buddies at school dressing like them. I've heard this, Mom and Dad. They put you on a guilt trip when you know I'll be an oddball. What's so odd about looking nice? What's so odd about the right kind of haircut, young man? Some boys, they need a haircut or a flea collar. Somebody say amen. What's wrong with boys looking like boys and little girls dressing nice looking like girls? We ought to be separated in our dress and how we talk. Where we go, it does matter where you go and who you hang out with. And let me tell you, young people, I don't care how many of you sang in the choir. I don't care how many's in teen church. I don't care how many's in an altar. I know this about our flesh. If one of you get with the wrong crowd, you'll not influence the crowd. The crowd will influence you. So keep yourself away from this world. I've been preaching for years. I can't get with the wrong crowd. I'll be doing like the crowd does. You know why? Because this flesh ain't saved. You say, oh, preacher, we got you way up on a pedestal. I wouldn't put me up way too tall. Because I had to get saved how you got saved. And this ain't got saved yet. And it's not going to get saved. That's why I better not trust it. I still got fighting in me.
do.
What bothers me more about my surgery than anything, I'm afraid now I pop off, somebody's going to hit me and hurt me now. Okay, y'all can do better with it. Y'all just have it. I'm telling you, honey, we all got flesh we ain't proud of tonight. And I tell you what, my mouth ain't got all saved yet. I still back talk a little bit. When I ought to be saying, yes, ma'am, then I'm a back talking and stirring up stuff. And the Bible says, where no wood is, there the fire goes out. And I don't want to put on a log. I want to back the dump truck up and unload that thing. So I'm not going to trust this old boy in this coat. I'm going to watch the crowd I'm running with. You better watch the crowd you're running with. Because before we're ever effective for God, we've got to have a separated life. Now listen, young, that don't mean you're better than nobody. That don't mean you're above nobody. It just means that you're going to be a Christian. That means Christ-like. I'm so proud of our kids here. Hug each other and pray with each other and call each other brother and sister. And you know what I've not heard one of our kids say yet? Pastor, can we have a drama team? I've not heard that. He's a skyline bird. This keeps him a separated bird. You'll see, first of all, you'll never find an eagle soaring with a mockingbird. You know, mockingbirds, you can never tell what side they on. You'll never see him roosting with sparrows, neither. You know, sparrows are the little no-harm bird. No harm to cuss a little or drink a little or little lottery playing to be all right or little abortions all right. He's that little no harm bird. But you better kill that little rascal with a BB gun. Somebody help me tonight. He's separated bird. Boy, he's not running with mockingbirds or sparrows. And he ain't running with sap suckers either. They just get the sap out. They won't give, but buddy, they'll sure take. And I tell you another thing about an eagle. You won't see him flying around with a crow either. A crow, you know what they'll do? They'll put their bill in everything. Oh, nosy bird. What y'all talking about? Y'all got any gossip in the church I can talk about? You know what they'll do in a watermelon patch, brother? They'll stick their nose in it and not eat a bite of it. Just ruin it. You know what? We need a crow call. I got me one of them redneck, high-tech crow calls. I can hardly wait till November 2nd or 3rd, crow season. I'll plug that thing in. You know something about these things? Y'all city folks don't know what I'm talking about, so I educate. They've got different kind of calls on a crow call. They've got what they call a wounded crow. And man, you plug that tape in there and you'll call every crow out of every place. Y'all, now listen, don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. Y'all know what I done one time. I went out yonder behind the tabernacle, got on my camouflage, got my shotgun. Brother Mark, I plugged in that crow call and I fooled all them city crows. They're coming out of city living. They come across that tunnel. I said, booyah! There's one for the glory of God. Booyah! There's another for the glory of God. Just said, preacher, you're crazy. No, I just need a little crow therapy. Boy, it's something. The more they holler, the more I come. Howl! Howl! Howl, howl, howl. Sound like a mad Baptist. Quit running with that crowd. And boy, they're separated birds. And I tell you, you'll never see them messing around with a hummingbird. You ever notice how a little hummingbird, they'll go backwards faster than they can go forward. It's amazing how they can just sit there on nothing, all of a sudden, zip, out they go. You ever seen folks, it just tickles the far out of me. And there's a woman you sent right there. And she said, "This is the best church I've ever seen all my life. I love your kind of preaching." I said, "Praise God. There's going to be somebody there that loves my kind of preaching." And next Sunday morning, she wasn't there no more. Man, this thing was best place since sliced bread I got on her drama clubs. Poop, out she went. Plant your feet in God's house. Quit getting in and out. Get in. I told one of my friends this week, I said, Eutychus is one of the greatest messages of the Bible. The Bible said that he fell asleep through Paul's long preaching, fell out of the third loft window. Paul picked him up as dead. If I fall out, I want to fall in. I don't want to fall out. I want to be leaning in. Because if I fall, I want to fall in on this kind of crowd. I don't want to fall out. I want to fall in this thing. I wouldn't run around with that little hummingbird. And then you'll never see him flying around with a buzzard. They only come around when a stink stirred up. A buzzard's an amazing thing. Me and my wife have a place that we down. We go and fish. This is amazing how fast things smell something that stinks. We may play this on the radio instead of what I preached this morning. I can clean them fish and throw them off that hillside tonight. And I've seen this with my eyes. Wake up to go to that boat the next morning and the whole tree limb was full of buzzards, done found that stink. Okay, you don't like this, I will make you mad. You'll see a lot of buzzards come around on vote day. You won't see them here paying their tithe when everything's going good, but honey, you get a stink stir, they want to come around and smell stink. And they love dead stuff. You know how to keep buzzards out of your church, don't you? Stay alive. That's deep, Brother Randy. Where's Brother Randy tonight? That's deep, Brother Randy. I love that boy's message this morning. Boy, if you want to keep buzzards out, just keep life stirred up. That kind of crowd won't hang around. We need good growth. Somebody say amen tonight, Liberty. We need people with us ready to go for God, reach a world for Christ, reach a community. Stay in a King James Bible. Stay in a redback hymnal. Some of y'all didn't catch that Baptist hymnal I was talking about this morning because y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm glad you don't. I'm glad y'all don't even know what the difference between a Southern and an Independent is. I'm glad y'all just know Jesus saved you and that's all that matters. But honey, let me tell you something. Right here is where the glory's at. And that old redback church hymnal about the blood. The blessed hope. The love of Christ that passes all understanding. I want to be an eagle. I don't want to run around with the wrong kind of crowd. That crowd's always hunting something negative. You ever met anybody that if you they walk up to you and say, "How you doing?" And you say, "Man, I am wonderful. I'm having a great day." And their feathers drop. Well, I was hoping you was feeling bad. I mean, it just absolutely kills somebody for somebody to have a good day. I don't want to run with that old negative crowd. I don't want to run with that old bitter crowd. Folks, listen, Jesus has been too good to us. We've all been bit and battered and bruised and we've all been shipwrecked on the sea of life. But honey, every one of them storms has took us right where we need to be tonight. And I don't want to walk through here with a bad old attitude. I mean, it devastated me to have surgery. A disc took out. I mean, now y'all say, "Well, that ain't no problem." Well, then you go have it done. mean, that's a little disappointing that a healthy young man at 50. Healthy young man at 50. And turkeys, you never see them strutting around with turkeys. Turkey just wants to strut and gobble all the time. You don't see that eagle running with that kind of crowd. Look at me. I just want to ask y'all something. Have you ever been around really any better service than what we had here this morning? Nobody singing, nobody preaching, nobody teaching for their glory, just for His glory. We ain't got to strut around. We're nothing. He's everything. Preacher, sometimes it does us good to fall flat of our face. Reminds us who's doing the preaching. Sunday school teacher, it does us good sometimes to strike out on our faith. Lets us know who's in charge, don't it? Boy, he's a skyline bird. He's a separated bird. But I want to say thirdly, he's a strong bird. You know, he's some 8 to 16 pounds, but he can carry 60 pounds. He can stay aloft for hours riding on the currents of the wind. He's a strong bird. In Hebrews 12, verse number 1, I'll be closing tonight. Hebrews 12, and verse number 1, I want to be that strong bird. The Bible says this, "Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Now, he is a strong bird, and he stays strong through a shedding process. These eagles get to where they can't even fly, but they'll go through this process when they shed, and God brings them new growth. God gives them new strength. And here the Bible's telling us we can't soar too high with this sin on us. And can I tell you, every member that's hearing their preacher preach tonight is liable to sin before the clock goes off in the morning. Because it's still in us to do it. And the man we feed is the one that's going to win. The new man of the Spirit of Christ, or the old man of the flesh. If we feed this old fleshly man all this worldly things, then he's going to dominate in our life. But if we will feed the new spiritual man, the things of the Spirit of God, prayer, Bible reading, church attendance, the right kind of fellowship, you'll build up the new man. And boy, you can fly and soar and fly in heights and places that you've never been. He's a strong bird. He can stay aloft for hours riding on the current of the wind. Then he's a secure bird. He nests in places that's inaccessible to the enemy. Matter of fact, you'll find them many times that they build their nest on places that you can't even get to. I'm glad I'm a secure bird tonight. I'm glad I'm in Christ and He's in me. And I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I'm a secure bird. I'm saved. Watch this. You know why I got saved? Because I was lost. You know what it means when you're lost? It means somebody else had you. Let that soak in a minute. If you was lost, it means somebody else owned you. Jesus found you and saved you. And now we are a secure bird in Christ tonight. Boy, I'm glad that I nest in places that the enemy can't get to me. I'm in Christ. I cannot die and go to hell in my sin. That was taken care of at Calvary. A done work by the sacrifice of the Savior and by the faith that I put in Him. I'm glad I was baptized in the family of Christ. And boy, I'm glad that heaven is my home. I am a secure bird tonight. And then lastly, about this eagle, not only is he a secure bird, but oh, you'll see he has the sight like nobody else. Matter of fact, one of Wather said this, he sees further than normal birds. And when he gets in trouble, he has something on his eye that other birds don't have, is what they've told me. He said, you know what this bird can do? He said, he can fly directly into the sun, and the other birds cannot follow him. They have to turn back from going to the sun. Ain't you glad you've got a God that you can get up to tonight that nobody else can get to except His children? Boy, I'm glad I'm a skyline bird. And you know something? Never seen one eagle. They all may have a little flavor. They may all have characteristics, but they're all individuals. We're all individuals. We're all different. And you know what we can do? We can all love one another. And we can all keep our sight on the city, where the builder and the maker is God. And I'm going to tell you, when you're flying the highest, it's when the world's the furthest. Boy, I'm glad I'm not in this old world. But I'm looking from over yonder saying, God, it's a whole lot more yonder than it is here. I appreciate you being here tonight. If you'd stand with us.